Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Nobody pray for me. It's been a day for me.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances, finessing on them with some counter. Parmesan with my accountant, lift it like I'm down in this. Douce with my boobay, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie world with my base stuff. I know that it's good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Eat up your per diem, you just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Tell them be humble.
Hold up.
Sit
hold
down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down. Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble.
Hold up.
Sit down.
Hold up.
Be humble, sit down. Who that thinking that he frontin' on that man? Get the off my stage, I'm the same man. Get the off my, hey, that ain't right. I make a play blowing up your whole life. I'm so, so sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro and Richard Pryor. Show me something natural, I wanna feel some stretch marks. Then to take you down right on your mama's couch and polo black. Way too crazy, ayy. You do not amaze me, ayy. I blew cool from AC, ayy. Obama just paced me, ayy. I don't fabricate it, ayy. Most of y'all be faking, ayy. I stay modest about it, ayy. She elaborated, ayy. This that great poupon, that AV on that TED talk, ayy. Watch my soul speak, you let the med talk, ayy. If I kill an it won't be the alcohol, ayy. I'm the realest after all. Tell them be humble.
Hold up.
Sit
hold
down.
Up, hold up.
Sit down.
Holla, holla,
be humble.
Holla, holla, holla,
sit down.
Holla, holla, holla,
be humble.
Holla, holla, holla,
be humble.
Holla, holla, holla,
sit down.
Holla, holla,
be humble.
Holla, holla, holla,
sit down.
Holla, holla,
be humble.
Holla, holla, holla,
sit down.
Holla,
holla, holla, be humble.
Holla,
sit down.
Holla, 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 holla.
We coming in today. We are coming hot right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show on We Talk Radio Network. It's the hottest online radio station in the world. Make sure you check us out every single day at www. I always say that, and I really don't because everybody knows it's just WeTalkRadio.com. Telling you, got amazing things going on over here because at We Talk Radio, we talk, we listen, and we take action. I am absolutely elated that we have everybody here joining us today. Looks like our phone lines are lit up. Thank you, everybody. I got people telling me they are trying to get through. And so, you know, hopefully they can. But our phone lines are litty right now. I want to thank everybody who's tuned in around the globe. We cannot do this without you. Of course, we have so many people listening in the United States, but we also have people listening in the UK, in Brazil, in South Korea, in Canada, you name it. They are tuned in. And I just want to tell you, thank y'all. I hope y'all have a good time with us tonight. Don't know if it's morning, afternoon, evening. Don't know. But I just hope y'all have a good time with us tonight. We've got some major stuff that's coming up this weekend. So y'all want to definitely be a part of the events that we're going to be a part of. We got a pop-up shop coming up. We got Kindred the Family Soul that's going to be in town on Saturday night. I mean, it's just going to be a big weekend. It is. Like this weekend, we had a great weekend. We hung out at Freeman's Cajun Cafe, which is in downtown Dallas. Actually, it's actually Deep Ellum, right? Shout out to my boy Cheesy and Verb Culture and RC and the Grits. And just, it was beautiful. I didn't get to see RC and the Grits. I had to leave a little bit before that. But I got to see Verb Culture. I got to hear the drumming, the beautiful drumming. It was just beautiful. And, of course, Dante, a.k.a. Cheesy, who is an extraordinary dancer and just danced the night away. So had a good time this weekend at Freeman's. And I'm looking forward to having a good time this weekend at these incredible events. So we've got an awesome pop-up shop, and y'all can find out more about this, about the events and everything that we've got coming up. You can find out more about it on our We Talk Radio Instagram page. We've got all of that stuff up there, so you can go check it out. But we have a couple things. We've got a pop-up shop that's happening this Saturday afternoon. Fernice, actually, my girl Fern is actually the one who is in charge of putting this together. So I got to give a big shout-out to Fernice. Her and her team, not just her, but her and her team, they have a group called the Pink Ladies. And so the Pink Ladies is doing a sip and shop and day party. It's going to be off the chain this Saturday from 12 to 4. They've got free entry, free drinks, free hugs, free smiles, giveaways. It's going to be at the Daiquiri Shop in Grand Prairie, 684 West Pioneer Parkway, Suite 100 in Grand Prairie. So it's this Saturday, June the 10th. Let me get Métis, one of my Hot Topic panelists, on the line with us right now. Shout out to my Hot Topic panel. Fernice is joining us in a few moments. We got the beautiful Métis with us tonight. What's up, Métis? Uh-oh, Métis, do we have you with us? Let's make sure we got Métis on the line. We're going to play with that a little bit. We got our producers playing in the background. We'll make it happen. Métis, just let us know when you come on in. Let us know when you come on in. Anyway, so we have, like, I'm telling you, a major weekend popping because Kindred, after the pop-up shop, is Kindred the Family Soul. It's an incredible, if you have not been to any of the Kindred the Family Soul events, or if you've not, if you haven't just heard their music, it's definitely a group you want to listen to. Asia and Fatine are the group lead singers, and they are absolutely amazing. I had the privilege of interviewing them. I don't even know how long ago that was. It might have been 2012, 13, 14, 15. It was a long time ago. But let me tell you, it was one of those interviews that I'll never forget. So it was awesome. But they've got a very incredible event coming up this Saturday night, June the 10th. And it's going to be at the Irve Theater in Dallas. The show's going to start at 8:30. The doors open at 7. But it's an intimate, unplugged evening presents Kindred the Family Soul, and they're going to be performing live. So we will definitely be in the building. You definitely want to get your tickets, and you can get those at I and You Live. I and You, just the letter U by itself, dot live. I and You dot live. So make sure you go get your tickets because they are on sale. Doors open at 7. The show starts at 8, and it's going to be at the Irve Theater, 1707 South Irve Street in downtown Dallas. So, listen, it's going to be a big weekend. We got a lot going on. And shout out to you if you're going to be in the building. Make sure you take lots of pictures with us. We're really excited. For real, for real. Tonight, we've got some hot topics. We're going to address some hot topics. The first thing we're going to talk about is social media. I don't know if a lot of people are on social media, but some people are not. And a lot of times we don't realize we're being spammed. Bam! Sometimes it's by one of our friends. You know, not necessarily our friends, right? But somebody has hacked into their account, and all of a sudden, our friend, who we think is our friend for 20 years, is asking us for $20, and we think, oh yeah, you know, you ain't never asked me for no money before, but I don't mind giving. I got $20 to spare, and all of a sudden, you know, your bank account is on lock, and everything's been withdrawn because you just gave out some information that you shouldn't have. So. That's one kind of way, but there's another way, actually, that people are spammed, and I'm going to bring Métis in a few moments. We're going to talk about that. Another way that you can get spammed, we're going to talk about later on in the show. Y'all got to be here for this, because a lot of people don't even realize it could happen like this, like for real. But one of the things that we do is we go like and comment on posts that have, like, thousands and thousands of messages already or comments already. And this could be from a popular celebrity or from somebody that just had a viral post. And all of a sudden you made this comment or you just liked the post or you followed the person who created the post, right? Like, man, this person's intellectual, man. They're inspirational. I'm going to go follow them. And then all of a sudden, a couple minutes later, or a couple days later, you get a personal friend request from that same person that you just liked. You know, you just like their page, and all of a sudden they're sending you a free request from another page, and it actually looks like it might be them. A lot of times it is not. That's how spammers get us. We're going to talk about that tonight. We're also going to talk about why some men, and I'm going to use men loosely. Took a big gulp. Why some men think it is okay for a woman to pay the bills. Now, mind you, women don't mind. These new age women, we don't mind. We don't mind helping at all. That's a good thing about us, some of us. We don't mind. But all the bills, come on now. Come on now. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it tonight. And we ain't shading nobody. Actually, I had a conversation with someone earlier today, and I think she might be here to tell her story. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I also want to talk about one other topic tonight. There's a young lady by the name of A.J. Owens, and she was in Florida. She has a child that left her, I don't know if it was a boy or girl, but she had a child, boy or girl. They left the iPad at the park, right? And so the child came home, mama, I left my iPad at the park. Okay, no problem. Let's go back to the park to retrieve it. It wasn't there. Somebody said one of the mothers got it, right? And so this black woman, A.J. Owens, decided, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to go over to that mother's house, you know, nice and polite. She might have mistakenly picked it up, or maybe she picked it up on my behalf so nobody would take it. That's so sweet. Let me just go over here and knock on the door and just let her know that I'm here to retrieve my daughter's iPad. Sorry about the confusion. And before that woman on the other end, on the other side of that door, could even open it, she decided to shoot through the door. And that young girl, A.J. Owens, mother of four, was killed. So we're going to talk about that later on in the show as well. I don't want y'all to go anywhere because we're going to be right back with Hot Topics. We're going to bring in Métis. We're going to figure out what's wrong with her phone. You know she got that Tumblr mobile. It ain't no good. I told you, Métis, get rid of that. We'll be back with more of the incredible Kia D Unplugged show right here on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio.
We want you to give me that good loving. The crazy, sexy kind of cool loving. Want you to give me that good loving. It's therapeutic and it's good for me.
It's been a damn hell of a week. It's taken its toll on me. I've been running on empty.
Want you to give me that good love. Want you to give me that good love.
Need to recharge my batteries. Find a way to release. Release all this tension that's been accumulating.
Want you to make love to me, baby, here and now. Cause I can get enough.
Yeah.
That's right. We're back. We are back. We are back with more snaps across the room of the. We're back with more of the Kia D Unplugged show, right here on We Talk Radio Network. Now, listen, this is the deal. Okay, we did blow out the call in line today. I mean, I don't know what happened, but Métis, the line is absolutely litty. So shout out to everyone who's tuned in. I got Métis hanging on with me tonight. What's up, Métis?
Nothing much. Glad to be here.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
It's been a minute. That's right. It's been a minute. We've, of course, got Big Joe and Fernice that'll be joining us in a moment. And then I got another caller that's going to be, she's joining us here momentarily as well. And then I got some callers in the call log. I see you with your hand up. Don't move. I got you. Just hang tight. Stay right there. We're going to bring you into the conversation. One of the first things we're going to talk about, though, is social media. Métis, me and you had a conversation recently, you know, about social media and how you can easily get spammed and not really know it. You know what I mean? I had a friend of mine last year who got a she got a message on Facebook from someone she hadn't talked to in a very long time, but she knew him and had previously worked on some business projects with him. And he reached out like, "Hey, you know, I'm in desperate need. I got some stuff going on. Do you mind just sending me $20 to Cash App?" And she was like, yeah, you know, she thought it was a little strange that he'd be reaching out because, you know, but she was like, man, yeah, you know, I definitely sent the Cash App information. And then the person in the, now at this time, the person has her Cash App information was somehow able, don't ask, she don't even know right now how this person was able to obtain her email address that was used directly with that Cash App and was able to reset her password and now have full access and control over her Cash App, not only her Cash App, but also to her Instagram and her Facebook page. Wow. They had access to everything. And how I found out is she sent me a message. This spammer sent me a message. And I sent her a message to her phone like, homie, all you got to do is text me. Don't hit me up on social media. I barely see that. I might not have seen that. I just haven't seen it. She was like, no, that wasn't me. I've been spammed. I've been hacked. And I don't even know how to tell the thousands of friends that I have fast enough that I've been hacked. Luckily, she was able to pull some strings inside of Instagram and Facebook. Literally, it was a process, but she was able to get her information back by proving who she was over and over again. It took a lot, though, to get that. A lot of people are not that lucky. And right. So a lot of times you think you're sending information to somebody that's trusting, and it's not. Or you're clicking a link from someone that you think is trustworthy, and that link is not. Métis, have you ever experienced that?
Yes, yesterday there is a gentleman named Gabriel Brooks that dances. They do smooth dances to songs. And I sent it to you, as a matter of fact. And you said it didn't look right. And once we looked at the name, instead of it being TR3, it was TRE. And it didn't have all of his pictures and videos on there. And so I sent a message to him to let him know that there was another one of him out there, supposed him. I don't know if he read it or reached out. I hope that this guy reads everything. But, yeah, other than that, I wouldn't have noticed. You know, you brought it to my attention.
And I'm going to tell you exactly what she's talking about. There's a young man on social media. Y'all go follow him. His name is Gabriel Brooks. It's G-A. Get it clear. G-A-B. Gabriel Brooks. He's an incredible dancer. All the ladies love him. Guys, I'm sure y'all not going to want to go follow Gabriel because he's just this little cute little sexy dancer that dances around real cute and sexy, but he's in cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. He got some cute dreads, beautiful chocolate skin. I mean, he's just a handsome young man. Sometimes he dances alone. Sometimes he dances with a trio. Sometimes it's a duo. But they do these great dances to these incredible, you know, blues songs or these country songs, just whatever. And it's just great entertainment, right?
Right.
Of course, the ladies love him.
And they're in Marshall, Texas. You've got to go watch them. They're phenomenal.
Go support. Go support art as it's being created, right? This is art being created. He's got his own incredible art form being created. Go support that. You know what I mean? So Gabriel, G-A-B, Gabriel Brooks, right? Okay. So the deal is Métis has been trying to get me to follow Gabriel Brooks for a long time. She took my phone and was like, you're going to follow him. Boop. And she was like, okay, great. I'm following Gabriel Brooks now. Great. A day later, I get a friend request from a Gabriel Brooks, but it was G-E-B, Gabriel Brooks, Gabriel
right.
Brooks, G-E-B. And I knew that Métis had just sent a friend request, you know, the friend request on Instagram to him. So I'm like, huh, this is interesting, you know, because I'm very private with my account. And I'm like, huh, interesting. I know he sent, you know, I don't do private messages. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to holler at me, meet me in the store. Find me. Don't come at me on social media. So I could tell this person was probably going to sending me a private Instagram friend request, even though I was already connected with him on his first one. I connected with him on that main one. So when I get this second one, then it says GEB, because I go through, I dissect everything with a fine-tooth comb. I look to see exactly how long you've been posting. I look to see how many posts you got. I look at your friends that are connected with you. I look at everything. And people will have thousands and thousands of friends. They'll be connected to all kind of people. They'll have 80 posts. You got to watch. This particular young man, G-E-B, Gabriel Brooks, had all his posts created on the same day. Everything was created on one day. First red flag. First red flag actually was the name misspelled. It was G-E-B, right? Okay. Folks usually don't misspell their own name. Second red flag, all of the posts have been done on the exact same day. So it was 9 posts, which is interesting because the original Gabriel Brooks page also had 9 posts. Some of them were the exact same posts. Some of them were not. They did not match. All of them did not match. The two social medias, GAB and GEB, Gabriel Brooks, they did not match. The third thing that was an indicator was, and of course I'm reading through everything, I said, Métis, when you could, there's a link in the description box about this specific Gabriel Brooks where you can go for more information. And when you click that, it goes to a man who is Caucasian and is talking and just talking about travel. And I was like, well, that's interesting because Métis told me when she clicks, it goes to all his videos. I was like, that's interesting. Okay. So I went to Métis, I said, let's dissect this. Let's take a look at the original and let's take a look at this one. And we realized it was a fake account. What somebody is doing is they realize this young man has a very popular following. And so anybody who comes on and is a new follower or is liking posts, they're going to send you a private Instagram message and you're going to think, man, Gabriel Brooks is reaching out to me to talk to me. He must like me. No, pay attention. Because it may be Gabriel Brooks, and it might be Gabriel Brooks, somebody you don't even know. So there were a few indicators. You have to pay attention and massage the information. Take it at face value seriously, guys. The person may have 1,000 friends. Go take a look at all those friends. If it's a whole bunch of beautiful ladies, you know what that means. And just so happened, it was a whole bunch of beautiful ladies. Now, mind you, that's okay because that's who Gabriel usually follows, a whole bunch of people. But this was different. Got to pay attention. Got to look. So I am the followers that were following the first Gabriel were younger, older women. The new one was a mix of older and younger. So I knew that this person was reaching out to people because this young man's target, his market is technically right now older women. Not necessarily younger women because of the type of music that he plays. He's attracting an older crowd. And so I was just paying attention to absolutely everything. So you kind of got to dissect information. And once Métis realized that, she knew she had the upper hand. We screenshotted the information with the GEB, Gabriel Brooks, and she sent it on over to Gabriel to say, hey, you now can do what you want to do with this or not, but here's the information. And I decided to go ahead and block that account. So and report it so that, you know, it could get reported to the proper authorities and they could do what they want to do with it. But, yeah, you got to watch out with these spammers, man. They get loose with it, Métis.
Right.
They get loose with it. They really, really, really do. I want you to tell because eventually we're going to have Gabriel Brooks on the show. We're working on that right now. Love to get him on the show. Why don't you tell us exactly how you found Gabriel Brooks? Because I know that's one of the things that you do. You love watching TikToks and Instagram and all of that. So, yeah.
Right. And I was working from home during COVID. So my entertainment was Instagram and TikTok. And then one day this group, trio, popped up, handsome man dancing to older music. And I was like, oh, they are so smooth. One of them had a cowboy hat on, and he called himself Country Smooth. And he said, you know, don't call him Gabriel, call him Country Cowboy, which I thought was just fascinating. And he was handsome, to top that off, but he was the grooviest one in the group. And started following him, and they have a company called TMG Productions, and they go to cities and perform. Now, they're in Marshall, Texas, and they are, all seem like they're ranchers.
Yep.
And they have groups of people that book to come to their location, ride horses and do hay rides and do other things. And then in the evenings, they party. And so it's a big party out there at night, dances. And so they are, his group is the one that does performing. They do line dances, ones that I hadn't seen before, but the way that they do it, it's just so soulful and smooth and good. So he had a question on there, what city would you like for us to come to? And I called Kia D and said, we've got to get them here.
Yep.
I don't know how we're going to do it, where we're going to do it, but we've got to have them here so we could have some entertainment. We need some entertainment other than concerts, you know?
We do. We do. Even though we love concerts, Métis.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We love.
Well, there's other talent out there, you know.
Yes, there is. There's so much other talent that can keep us entertained, keep us on our feet. Again, shout out to my boy Cheesy, who was just dancing his life away out there, keeping kids entertained, dressing up as Spider-Man and all of that. Like, he got the adults entertained. He's just, there's a lot of entertainment out there. And it's outside of music. It's out there. And guess what? We Talk Radio is excited. This year, next year, we're going to be bringing some incredible events to Dallas-Fort Worth. Shout out to DJ HB, who is our dedicated DJ. We got a lot of DJs, but DJ HB, it's our dedicated DJ, man. He knows how to rock a house. Do you hear me?
Right.
He knows how to rock the show. He's been doing it for a very, very long time, worked with a lot of people, and we're really excited to bring him on to We Talk Radio Network as our dedicated DJ, like for real. So I want to really quickly give a big shout out to some people that are actually tuned in. Rod, to Dez and Nunu, to Brandy, to Julie, Brandon and Brad. What up, Brad? Ah! To Tia and Bree, to Xavier. Big Joe, I know you out there somewhere listening. I know you listening. I know you working. This is the deal with Big Joe. Big Joe is one of our other Hot Topic panelists. And, man, Big Joe's just got, he's got the deepest voice. I'm going to let Métis tell you about his voice. It's just engulfing. Ah!
Yeah, he has a very sexy, deep voice. You know, and everyone goes crazy over it.
Right.
We had a voice contest on the radio of which voice did you like most. Of course, I won, but, you know, he came in second place with this voice. That's just incredible.
Mm. Listen, his voice is amazing, okay? Absolutely. It's so deep. It's like a Barry White, natural Barry White type of voice.
Yeah.
Very soothing. Big shout out to Big Joe. I'm sure he'll be on the show at some point. It may not be today. It may not be today, but it's coming. But I wanted to give a big shout out to everybody who was tuned in. Jamie as well. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you. And a lot of you guys are tuned in Texas, and some of you guys are not. You're outside of Texas. But no matter where you are, I appreciate you listening and tuning in. We've got some more hot topics coming up. Up next, we're going to bring our anonymous caller in. And we're going to be talking about why do some men think it's okay for women to pay these bills? Why? Métis, I know you got a lot to say on that.
I have a lot to say about
that. Okay. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to be talking about, if you're just tuning in, first of all, welcome to the Kia D Unplugged Show. We are super happy to have you here, right here on We Talk Radio Network, for real though. We have got a couple more topics coming up. Another one, we're going to be talking about a beautiful woman, a mother of four. Her name is AJ Owens. I want y'all to remember that name, AJ Owens. We're going to talk about her in just a little bit. She was killed for no reason at all in Florida. We're going to talk about why when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We've got more topics coming up. We got Kennedy, Métis. We got our anonymous caller here in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere. This right here is one of my favorite songs, like for real. This song, I'm gonna give you all a little history about this particular song. There's a young lady by the name of Ndambi. I want y'all to go look her up. N-D-A-M is in Mary, B-I. N is in Nancy, D is in dog, A-M is in Mary, B is in boy, I is in India, Ndambi. And she has a song, she has an album called Pink Elephant, and on that album she has a song called Can't Hardly Wait. Now, the crazy thing about Ndambi is she actually sang background for Erykah Badu for many, many years. And in 2009, this is before I started We Talk Radio Network. If you know my history, you know this is my second radio network that I actually started. On my first radio network in 2009, she was the very first celebrity interview that I ever did, Ndambi. And this song right here, Can't Hardly Wait, is literally to this day, since the moment I heard it till today, it's still one of my favorite songs. So I want to give a huge shout out to Ndambi for trusting me with that interview, because she didn't know who I was. She's done amazing things in her life. She didn't know who I was, but she opened my world up to celebrities. So I appreciate that. Thank you, Ndambi. I love you, girl. We'll be back. Right back. Here, dear.
I don't know why I keep. When you spend my money, still I keep right on.
With you.
At times it's funny, but I keep right on.
With you.
They tell me run, leave, but I won't not keep on.
With you.
I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm.
With you.
I can't hardly wait. Celebrate me, oh, but I keep.
You
go out, but never with me. Still, I keep on. You're always competing, and I keep right on. And I've started resenting, but I keep right on. I can't hardly wait to be through with you. I can't hardly wait.
I keep
right on. I can't hardly.
Now I know. Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged show. I know some of y'all have said that before. I just can't hardly wait to be through with you. Snaps around the world if you have actually had to say that to anybody, okay? Family, friends, relationships, sometimes you just got to say, I just can't hardly wait to be through with you and make some cutthroat decisions. You know what I mean? I love that song. Shout out to Ndombi. This is a live radio show. A lot of people are like, oh, man, that must be a podcast. No. We are live tonight. It is 8:39 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on the Kia D Unplugged show on We Talk Radio Network. Shout out to Giovanni for listening tonight. Whoop, whoop. Thank you, Queen. That's what I'm talking about. I got some really, really, really special stuff going on tonight. We got an anonymous caller that's here with us right now. But thank you. We're heard in, like, I don't even know how many countries, 20-something countries in all of the states. You can hear us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, I think it is. Anywhere you can hear a podcast, you can hear We Talk Radio Network. So make sure you tell somebody about what we've got going on over here because it's spicy. It's spicy. Listen, every Monday night at 8 p.m., we are here live on the Kia D Unplugged show. I got my girl, Métis. What's up, Métis? Yes, I also have an anonymous caller with us tonight. Anonymous, are you there with us?
I am here. Hi.
Hi, Anonymous.
Hello.
How you doing,
Anonymous? Anonymous, I cannot wait to hear this story. On this show, just for your story.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So one of the things that I had recently talked to Anonymous about, and I'm positive there are women that are in that. And let me make this disclaimer, okay? First of all, the thoughts and views of Kia D and the Kia D Unplugged show are not the thoughts and views of We Talk Radio Network. I got my own opinion. Let me put that out there. Second of all, I am not trying to make a dig at men and leave them out because your time is coming. I understand that women can be users too. We're going to get to you. Tonight it's about the women. Tonight we're going to focus on what the women got going on just for 5 minutes. Give us 5 minutes. I got you. We're going to get right back to you. But one of the things that women deal with a lot is we deal with some men who think that it's just really okay for women to pay all the bills. And or the other scenario is they date you specifically for convenience of paying the bills. And so recently, Anonymous dealt with a situation where, guess what? There's a man that seems like he is interested in pursuing her, baby. They met, right? And all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, I'm pursuing, but he's pursuing in a way that seems really unnatural. I'm going to let our anonymous caller kind of tell us a little bit more about that. Anonymous, come on in.
Okay, so I met someone, and he seems like he's interested, but all he keeps talking about is splitting bills. He's interested in, you know, getting with somebody, and they can split the bills and help each other out. He seems to always want to talk money.
In what way?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry. I'm driving.
In what way? In what way does he want to talk money?
Like I said, he always tells me that, you know, he's, you know, this is due, the house, the mortgage is due, the car is due, bills are due. And I think he sees me as, you know, because this person is retired, and I still work. So I guess they are on a supplemental income. So they're looking like, okay, you know, with you working full-time, we can pull our resources together. And the thing is, I don't know you well enough to even be talking money.
How old is he, can I ask?
56, 55.
And what is he doing retired at 55 and he can't make it on his own?
I think there is some health issues that cause him to be retired.
Another red flag.
Well, it's not a red flag. Because I'm not gonna discredit nobody. But you think my money is yours, and I don't know you.
Right.
So.
And how young are you? And you're in your 40s?
Yes, I'm 45. Okay. 45, still driven, you know. I call myself a hustler.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So I'm a woman who goes out here and get it. I wait for no one. I go out here and get what I need. I'm putting the daughter through college. So I guess it's the perception, too. Sometimes men see, well, look like she's doing pretty good. She got this going for her. She got that going for her. Let me see if I can add, if she can add to me. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nope, you go right ahead.
Personally, for me, it just seems like men have lost the drive to want to be the providers. There's so many women out here. We're out here trying to, in the young folks' term, chase the bag. So we're figuring it out. We're getting the education. We're getting certifications. And we're getting to the money. Where it seems like, personally, the men I've encountered, they just taking a seat back. Whether that's, you know, I'm getting older or whatever. So it's like they looking for a helpmate instead of saying, I'm the man, I want to be a provider.
Okay. Can we comment?
Yeah, go ahead, baby.
For me, you know, he's too young to be retired for whatever reason. If it's health purposes other than the money, that's a reason not to be with him. You're too young for that. You will be you will just be a housekeeper and a nurse.
Yes, Lord. I said him.
And second of all, for him to even talk to you about money is just ridiculous. But he obviously feels like he can, so it's a sign to me of disrespect. Because he doesn't respect you if he feels it's okay to even talk to you about that.
Is that disrespectful? Because I didn't look at it like that. I didn't look at it like he was being disrespectful. I looked at it like, you know, he wants some help.
Well, you know, I'm older than you. I'm in my 50s, and I wouldn't even have a man like that. Not that you're like me. I'm different, you know. And I'm not looking for a man to take care of me because I make my own money. You know, I'm still working, but I wouldn't have a man that comes to me about any kind of money. Your bills are your bills, and that's private. And that's something he should take care of. And it, I mean, he's not building a relationship. He's really seeing how you feel about it.
Okay.
AT hit it.
I didn't look at it like, I mean, of course, it's a turnoff for me. So, I mean, I'm not even, I don't further pursue. I'm not interested in talking about that. Especially, I mean, because I met him, and like I said, that's one of the things he talked about right off the, you know, off the gate. Like I told Kia, sometimes men think that, you know, oh, I see her, and she looks like somebody who would help me.
True, but you know what? When a man comes at you like that and that's the first thing he was starting to talk about, you should excuse yourself from the table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have a lot of conversations with that. But I'm not being disrespectful or rude or nothing like that. I have entertained him, but not in a way that makes him think that I want to be there. I mean, if he want to keep texting or calling, that's up to him. I don't reach out.
Yeah.
I think the other piece that is important to note is shout out to David, who just sent a message in saying he's not a man. And I want to make sure that I rephrase what I want to make sure I highlight what I said when I said, why do some men think? Because he said it's not a man. And so I guess I can fix my wordage and say, why do boys think it's okay? Because there's no way in the world, and I think it's even biblical, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, a man is supposed to take care of certain things, you know, and I get it, a lot of people don't look at that as the end-all, be-all of things. Now, the good thing, like we just talked about, the two ladies that we have on the line right now, the three, including myself, are people that are helpmates. And so when we see a need, we're going to try and do what we can to meet it. But we're never going to allow anybody to use us. And even if we do get caught up in that situation, we're going to quickly find an exit plan because we realize we're being used, right? But a lot of times men will tell us in the beginning and then we miss the signs. This right here is telling us in the beginning
Anonymous. He is letting us know in the beginning, so there ain't no sign to miss. I'm telling you right now.
That's why I'm not interested.
Yep.
Anybody start, I mean, your first conversation with someone and they start telling you about their bills, run, that's male or female.
Yep.
If a woman starts telling you, you know, ooh, my rent is due, ooh, run.
Run.
So the same advice for women is the same advice for men. Right. If somebody on one, you know, your first date, you talking finances instead of, you know, what do you enjoy, what's your hobbies, you know, anything like that, that's a red flag. So,
you know, here is a thought. The society today, everything has changed. There's a lot of people, men and women, but men in particular, who run into women who will take care of them extensively. It's ridiculous, and because they're desperate just to have a body there with them.
Yeah.
There was also a lawyer who came on and said, or she wanted to give advice to the women out there to not to speak with men or communicate with the men in prison, because they're looking for someone when they get out, for someone that they get, that will take care of them. There's so many desperate women, because they said the men in jail have three women apiece. So it's that society has just changed to where women are so desperate to have some type of touch or love or attention that they'll do anything. And so this is where he's probably getting it from.
Yeah.
I think when men do things like that, it's something that they're used to. You only do what you know.
Agreed.
True.
And he's probably used to women who he can have those kinds of dates with, and he can tell those things to, and now he's run across one that he can't. And so you can exit, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you've done, hey, I'm exiting myself out of this situation. I'm definitely not interested. And the deal is once you stick around is when they realize they got you.
Well, and not only that, you're younger, and he, you know, they think they could tell you anything.
I might be young, but I'd have been around the block.
Right. He didn't know this. he found out.
Yeah, he's going to learn today.
That part. You know, it's interesting, you know, the deal with, again, a lot of women now, we do not mind helping as it pertains to even splitting the bills 50-50. What do y'all think is fair? Because every woman is different, right? Some women are like, I'm only paying the electricity bill and the phone bill, and don't ask me to pay nothing else. Some women are like, I don't mind. If my man ain't working and he watching the kids and he's daddy daycare, I'll take care of everything. Some women are like, no, you're going to at least help me. We're going to do this 50-50. You know, some women are like, no, you're going to take care of me all the way around. I ain't paying nothing. What do you guys think is fair to a relationship and paying bills?
I can only tell you what I'm like. I mean, I don't deal in 50, 60, 40. I don't deal with that. We put our money together. I mean, you have to come to me correct, you know, knowing what you want. It's just not a percentage. I don't deal with that. If you come to me with a percentage, I think we have an issue.
Got it. I love it. She says, let's put the money together and pay the bills. And boom, there we go. That's good. Okay. Anonymous, what about you?
Honestly, I'm not doing none of that unless it's my husband. If we're just courting or dating a boyfriend and girlfriend, yours is yours, mine is mine. You know, you may do stuff, give or take. I don't have a problem going 50-50, but I'm going 50-50 with my husband.
Okay.
You know, it's got to be a
50-50 with your husband. Okay.
But why would it be a 50-50? Why aren't couples putting their money together and working together? Because to me, I'm thinking that if you're going to be married, you're a partnership, and so 50-50 is a division.
That is true.
Great way to look at that.
Yeah. I agree, and you need four accounts. If you're together, you need four accounts. You need your joint account. You all need separate checking accounts and separate savings accounts. So, to me, it's just dividing it. I've been married before. I'm a divorcee, so I've been married before. I actually, you know, my child's father, when he was in school, I was a financial provider. I didn't have a problem with that, but he was my husband, and I knew what helping him get his education was going to do for us as a family.
Yeah.
So when I did that, it wasn't a problem because it wasn't no 50-50. It was me.
Right.
And I didn't have a problem with that. But like I said, that was me with my husband. That was me hearing a man's, I knew his dreams. I knew his goals. I knew what he, the provider he would be for the family at that time.
And so after his education, now we're only talking marriage, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yes, my apologies.
I'm talking,
After he graduated college, what happened was, I mean, everything was working while you were working and he was in school.
Correct.
So what happened? Did he change after he graduated?
Oh, yeah. The money came, and so did the women.
Yeah.
And so he did that, and he forgot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I set him free. You want to play in the streets after I did what I did? Go on out there in them streets. I'm going to let you go. And I did.
Mm-hmm.
But who reaps the benefits of what I did for him? My daughter, our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Because now her education is paid for.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
You know,
right.
I might not still have the marriage.
Right.
But what I invested in, the investment is true today. And we're not together.
I love it. That's beautiful.
So it was worth the investment for me.
Right. Talk about it in a dating situation.
Ooh. Okay. You got me holding my head because dating is different. Because I don't even know, during dating, do you even discuss your finances during dating? If you're dating somebody, because I wouldn't discuss maybe finances while dating.
No, I don't think you would discuss finances, but, you know, how do you spend your money with each other? Like, you know, do you expect him to pay for everything?
Mm.
I mean, he may take you to dinner and then you cook dinner, something wow that would wow him, you know, which would be the same. I mean, and he may not make as much money as you, but he's a great cook.
Okay. Well, then you buy the groceries.
Mm.
I mean, a partnership is a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So if one has more money, then the other one does the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, relationships should be more like, you know, where one slacks in this, maybe the other one picks up in this.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have people who look at that. Like I said, I'm old school. I'm from Louisiana. I don't believe in he has to do everything. I don't agree with that. So.
Yeah.
Mm. I got a question. Have y'all ever been on a first date with somebody and their card declined?
Yes.
No.
Okay. I was praying I wasn't the only one. Amen. Okay. All right. Yeah.
I've had to excuse myself. To go to the restroom and discuss it with myself.
Wow.
I was so mad.
Wait, so you're on a date and his car declines?
Yes, and I say, excuse me. And I went to the restroom and started cussing and trying to figure out how I could get out of this because I didn't care if he washed dishes or lost his car.
Oh, well, I've been on a date where the date didn't bring no money. So his car didn't decline. He didn't bring nothing. And looked at me like, but I thought, I was like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that was. That was.
Wow.
That was bad. That was real bad.
Wow. I went on a date with a guy, and I literally just so happened to be with my mom. I think it was like we had been dating for a couple of dates. And I was with my mom. He was like, oh, man, your mama favorite restaurant, Papa Do's. Why don't y'all meet me at Papa Do's? And I was like, Mommy, you want to meet my friend over? She was like, yeah, he going to take us to Papa Do's. Okay. You know, he was trying to impress my mama. Okay. We get to Papa Do's, of course. You know, we order the things that are most expensive because, you know, we're not paying for it, you know. And then we ate. We had great conversation. You know me, conversation was on point, litty litty, as the young kids say, okay? And we just having a good time, and all of a sudden the bill comes. Of course, we slide that right on over there to him. He got his wallet out and pulled out a card. Boy, put it in there. You know, waiter comes over and gets it. Waiter comes back, and, you know, we're all smiles at the table, not thinking nothing of it. The waiter comes back. Excuse me, sir. Your card was declined.
Did he throw the ticket out, the card on the table?
When I tell you, I was so embarrassed. And at the time, I was a senior in college. I think I was like a senior, or I just graduated or something like that. Anyways, I didn't really have the $100 to pay. Guess who had to pay?
Well, why did you eat the $100 meal if you didn't have?
Because this fool invited us out to eat. How
supposed to like I said, I'm old school. My mama told me you never go nowhere unless you got your own cash.
Oh,
so if I got $2 burger money, I'm gonna make sure I can get my $2 burger.
Mm-hmm. I don't think in a million years I expected this person to invite me and my mother out to Papa Do's and that card to decline. I never would have accepted that invitation had I known that that was going to happen. Like, that
right.
is not a joke. But I literally have probably, my mama probably still hates me to that day over that $100. I might need to repay her for that.
Wow.
Seriously, you know, that, yeah. And I don't know really what kind of money she had, but she was like, that's fine, I got it. Oh, man, when you do it like that, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Ooh. It was
bad.
Wow. Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. But, you know, great conversation. Uh-huh. Great conversation.
Ooh.
Excellent conversation.
Yeah.
We're gonna eventually bring some men on to find out how they really feel about it. The men have been a little quiet tonight, but that's okay. Maybe you are somebody who wants a woman to pay all your bills. We want to talk to you. I'm going to make sure I open the phone lines up next week. So don't worry. We'll have, right now, I can't get nobody off of here. They just stuck. So I ain't even, they ain't raised their hand yet. They ain't trying to say nothing, and that's cool. But next week we're going to talk to some men, and we're going to see how they feel. You know, maybe they actually feel like they should pay 100%. Maybe they feel like they need to be taken care of by a woman. Either way, we're going to talk to some men next week and see how they feel about this situation here. You know, even with dating, how do you feel? How do men feel about taking a woman out on a date? Should she pay every time? Should he pay sometimes? And, you know, how does it go? You know, so we're going to talk about that next week. But I want to talk about another topic real quick. Anonymous, I want you to stay right there because I want you to join in on this topic. Now, if you're just tuning in, this is the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network. And I was actually looking at D.L. Hughley's social media page today. And I saw something on there that talked about a young lady by the name, and I'm not on social media a lot, so when stuff pops up and comes before me, I tend to read it, you know. And this particular story is something that happened last Friday in Florida. A young lady by the name of A.J. Owens, she's the mother of four children. And on last Friday, she was actually her children were at a park, and one of her children left their iPad at the park, and she decided she needed to go retrieve the iPad, of course, from the park, and it wasn't there. And somebody said, "Oh, someone has it. One of the ladies has it down the street. One of the other parents." And so, of course, AJ Owens, being, you know, the mother she is, just wanting to get her baby's iPad back. I'm sure she didn't have any anger or animosity in her voice. I was not there, so I can't say for sure. Although I'm sure she was probably like, "Oh, let me go get this iPad, right? If somebody did steal it, I need to know." But either way, I'm not going to accuse you. I'm going to go down here and knock on the door. And that's what she did. She went down to the woman's house, who everyone said had taken that device, that iPad that was actually left on the field at the park. She just went to go to a residence to retrieve it. And she did go to a white woman, a Caucasian woman's door, and knock on that door. And then all of a sudden, an unidentified woman allegedly shot this young lady through the door. And this woman, this unidentified woman, has not been arrested or charged with any lawful crime at this time.
Wow.
Now, no matter what color she was, she could have been gray, blue, green, white, and it don't matter. I just wanted to give you a context of what this is. But at the end of the day, it does matter.
Mm-hmm.
It does matter. Color does matter because sometimes black people scare other races, and we ain't even trying. We ain't even doing nothing. We just trying to retrieve an iPad that actually belongs to our child, and without raising voices, we can be intimidating.
Mm.
That's super, super sad. I want to get y'all's thoughts and opinions on that. This is a mother, AJ Owens. I don't want to keep saying her name. AJ Owens is a woman who had four children.
Well,
had an iPad. So it seems as if I ain't saying just because people got an iPad, they got money, or just because people got an iPad, they got influence or affluence or are good parents. But it looks like she was, you know, giving her child tools to move forward in life, such as an iPad, things that they need in order to connect with school or the world or whatever it was. This child has this tool, and this mother gave it to this child, and here we are trying to retrieve it because it rightfully belongs to us, and we just want to retrieve it, and we get shot behind that. I want to get y'all's opinions. Go ahead, Anonymous, Métis, go right ahead.
I don't understand this shoot first, ask questions last. I don't get this. I it's sad that we're in a society, the world today is, I'd rather shoot you first than ask any questions. I don't get that.
Right.
I don't get that.
Right.
Right.
I think I think they need to quit watching TV. Because I think it's just everything that they've learned. It's got to be an older woman who did it. Right?
You know, I'm not for sure. At this point, she's unidentified. Looks like she's being protected in some kind of way.
Well, I hope the FBI or someone gets involved, you know, to handle it. But I don't understand the fear of black people. You know, just call the police. If you're that kind of afraid and just don't answer your door, or say, if you don't leave, get away from my door, I'm going to shoot. Say something.
You wanted to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Through the door.
But that's what I'm saying. Nothing. You shoot first and ask questions last.
Right.
Somebody knocks on the door, you just shoot them. I mean, yeah. It's
you
scary.
Know, that actually happened to a young boy. I apologize. I don't know his name, but the story just came to my mind. There was a young black boy. I think he was 13, 14, 15 years old, something like that. And he went to go pick up his two little brothers from a friend's house. And he accidentally went to the wrong door on maybe even the wrong street. All I know is he went to the wrong door. And he ended up at a Caucasian man's house, and that man shot him through the door. Now, he lived. This young man lived, thank God.
And the man that did it went to jail, didn't he?
Yes, he went to jail.
He was arrested.
Yep.
So why they're not arresting this lady, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you another tragic story. Now, this is I might need to save this for Wednesday night, but as a matter of fact, I'm gonna save a portion of it for I'm not. I'm gonna go and give it to you. I'm gonna give it to you tonight. Hope your kids in go and put your kids in the bed. Slide your kids to the bed real quick. I'm gonna tell you a quick story about something that happened to me. This is a real story. I was in New York a couple weeks ago. Actually about a month ago, month and a half ago, something like that. I went to New York to do a visit. And while there, I took the subway. We were going into downtown and Manhattan and whatever. And actually, no, we were going to the Upper East Side. We were in Manhattan going to the other side. And we decided to get on the subway. And me and a friend of mine who were on the subway, we kind of looked around and noticed, you know, I'm from Texas, you know, so I'm friendly, you know, and I already knew when I get to New York, kid, don't you bring that friendly Texas stuff down here. Don't you get to speaking to folk. Don't you get to saying hi. Don't you do it, okay? You keep your head on a swivel, to keep it pushing. I already knew, right? Okay, because, you know, no shade to New York. I love New York. I can't wait to go back. But I know sometimes, you know, you got to keep your head on the swivel because people aren't as friendly and they might take, you know, make mistake the kindness for weakness and, you know, whatever, whatever. And I ain't trying to put no shade on New York. I love New York. Beautiful city. I actually can't wait to go back. But as I'm in the subway, true story, as I'm in the subway, I know there was one man sitting across from me. There was another man sitting in a corner on the corner, you know, back bench. And then on the other end, there were about two or three other people, you know, sitting. And I noticed everyone was on their phones looking down. No one was looking up. No one was paying attention. And I'm looking around, you know, as I'm not – they already told me, don't be doing a lot of looking around. Don't do none of that. Just keep your head on a swivel and just, you know. I'm like, okay, okay. But I couldn't. I'm in the subway and I'm engulfed in everything. Man, the New York subway, I am here. I have arrived. Smelling everything. And then all of a sudden I noticed there was a young man on a bench. And he wasn't moving. He was face down, laid across three of the seats. His head was in the first seat. His middle body part, you know, his mid area was in the second seat, and his legs were in the third seat. He was face down on the bench. And I could tell that his middle, just the middle part, his middle extremities were from the back were moving. But it was like he was doing small butt crunches. And I kind of looked, and I didn't want to stare. I kind of turned back to the front again, and I looked back over, and I was like, is this guy exercising here on the subway? Is he doing butt crunches here in the seat? And I nudged the person I was with. I was like, man, can you take a look with me real quick? Make sure I'm not crazy. And I looked back down there again, and by the time I looked back down there again, he took a couple more pumps, and he was done. Ah. And I was like, did this young man just have a good time with the sea? Did this young man
you were in
have
New
a
York.
Good time with this seat? Now, I'm going somewhere with this story. Just hang tight. Then he proceeds to pull up his pants, and you could tell he was drunk, inebriated, you know, because he was swaying side to side. Now, mind you, the subway is moving, but he is definitely, you know, kind of hunched over, swaying side to side, trying to pull up his pants, you know, trying to just pull up his pants. And he finally gets his pants pulled up. I don't think I thought I recalled him buttoning them, but he wasn't. He didn't. He actually was holding them up. And he proceeds to walk towards our end of the train, and he stuck his hand out to the man that was sitting right across from me and began to ask for some change. And I'm thinking that I know that's the hand. That I know one of those. One of your hands ain't been clean, sir. If you come over here and you touch me, I promise you, I'm going to have a whole fit. Because remember, the man was moving back and forth. He wasn't holding himself. He wasn't holding himself up. He was moving back and forth. He was going to fall over at any moment. And baby, when that doggone subway train stopped, I couldn't have hopped up there out of there any faster, because his next move was to turn to us. He hadn't quite got there yet because I hopped up too fast. But his next move was turning to us to ask for some change. So about a month after I got home, I was looking at a news article because I, for some strange reason, was still getting articles from Chicago. I was in that area. I mean, not Chicago, New York. I was in that area, so I guess it was just still sending me stuff from that area. And a news article came across my feed, and there was a young man who had on the picture, there was a young Caucasian man that actually had a black man by the neck. Somehow, nobody on the train stopped to help. I don't know if this man who was being in the chokehold was a black man. And I don't know if this man was bothering them, or because it was him and another guy. You could tell the Caucasian guy was with somebody else, because in the picture he was standing over them as the guy had him in the chokehold. Well, he had him in the chokehold for so long and so tight that he choked him out and actually killed him right there on the subway train. And that man's face, I cannot be 100% for certain, but the man that I saw looked exactly like the man that walked up to me on that train.
Oh, wow.
And it just touched me so. It just touched me so, because I could see something like that happening where somebody was like, man, don't you come over here touching, don't you touch me, or he accidentally falls on them and they have an absolute fit, and all of a sudden you choking this man, you're choking him, trying to get him down or off you. I don't know what was going on, but he did look a lot like that man. As of right now, I need to go back and do some research, but as of right now, as of the last I checked, excuse me, that man had not been charged either. They let him go that day.
Wow.
To find out if he was actually charged. Yeah, it kind of touched me. It kind of touched me a little bit. It did, a little. A lot of it, a lot of it. Because I was thinking, man, you know, man, it's just sad. You know, it's sad how people think they can do stuff and then just get away with it. Just get away with it. It shouldn't be that way. It just shouldn't
wow.
be. There should be consequences when we murder somebody, unless this man was trying to harm him. Now, again, I don't have all the facts, but if indeed this black man was trying to harm this white man, he had to do what he had to do to save himself. I get it. But
wow.
if he was not, and you just choked this man out because he fell on you or was trying to ask you for change and you was upset, because we really don't know where people are. People deal with a lot of anger issues all the time. You see that, Métis, all the time. I'm sure I deal with that all the time. People just angry
yes.
for no reason.
Yes. yes.
Just angry. I mean, they honking at you, and you're like, man, I don't even know you, man. I'm trying to ride in the same lane you tried to ride in, man. You don't own it just like I don't own it, man. Just merge over like everybody else. You ain't got to honk at me.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they own it.
Yeah.
There. This is my highway. It's my freeway. I pay my tolls.
It's crazy.
They do, though. They feel like they own it. So it is. It's ridiculous. You know, shout out to all the Karens in the world tuned in tonight. You know, we love
Oh,
them.
My gosh.
I do.
And all the Kevins.
Yeah.
Don't leave them out.
Oh, the Kevins! Yeah, I can't leave y'all out. Oh, man. We need to do like a full story on some Kevins and some Karens, man. They out here. They are out here. I have seen, and I thought it was over, but no, they just ramped up. Boy, they just out here. They are out here.
Yeah.
Shout out to social media. Boy, social media is hilarious, ain't it?
It has been entertaining for me.
I'm going to say depressing, but
okay. You got to rearrange your intake. You know, Métis finds some of the most hilarious stuff on social media. And, man, when I tell you, she be sharing this stuff left and right. I'm intrigued. I'm engulfed. All of it, Métis. I love it. I absolutely love it. But she finds some of the most hilarious stuff on social media. And, man, laughter is so good for the soul. It's actually great for weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all know that? Laughter?
Yep.
Let me
laugh a whole lot more, Jesus.
Yeah, it's excellent for weight loss. One of the things when you laugh, next time you laugh, I want you to pay attention to what body parts are moving. It's your lower gut.
Okay, that's
your stomach.
I don't have a gut laugh in a minute.
Listen, you got to get more of them, Queen. Anonymous,
yes, I do.
You got to get more of those gut laughs, man. That's what's going to keep you alive and healthy. That's what's going to keep that hypertension out your life.
Yeah,
real talk.
Yeah,
real talk. I actually had an excellent, excellent, excellent time tonight. Y'all have been super amazing. Anonymous, thank you. Listen, Anonymous, you can come back on any time and be anonymous.
Yes.
Yes,
thank you so much. I appreciate it. I've actually enjoyed the show.
Yeah, I'm glad you came.
You were entertaining.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I got a feeling, Anonymous, you got a lot of stories under your belt.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I got a feeling you done seen some things, Anonymous. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah,
We're going to talk about it. Listen, Métis, it has been an incredible and crazy week. We've had birthday parties and graduations and
yes.
all of that. Big shout out to Traylon, who graduated from high school, who is an extraordinary basketball student who's going off to college to do great things. Love you, Trey Trey. Big shout out to my baby girl, my grandbaby, Legacy, who graduated from pre-K. Legacy is our youngest radio personality on We Talk Radio Network. She actually started out when she could start talking.
Oh.
Thank you, Trey, and We Talk Radio. Yep. I had it on there, baby. I ain't playing. I did. And then my grandbaby, her first birthday was on June 2nd. So shout out to my other grandbaby, Victory. She celebrated her first birthday. My daughter, Tamaja, will celebrate her 27th birthday on June 10th on Friday. How exciting. What else do we have coming up? We got birthdays all throughout this month. It's crazy.
In June, Xavier, your daughter.
We got Juneteenth. We got Trey. It's a big month.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the graduates all over the United States of America and beyond, all in all countries. Shout out to all of the graduates everywhere, all over the world, who literally made it through. That's not an easy thing to do. You went all 12 years. Some folks gave up in third grade, but, baby, you saw it all the way to the end. So congratulations to you. And no matter what your future holds, it's going to be bright. No matter if you go off to college or not, you got a future ahead of you. Everybody's not college bound. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's just not fit for college.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are like, I want to do the military. Some people are like, I need to figure out what I want to do. Can I get 6 months? Some people are like, I already got my own business. I'm selling T-shirts, inspirational messages on them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's course is different. Don't feel any pressure if you don't have a finite answer about what your course says right now. Give yourself time to breathe and wiggle in life.
Uh-huh.
Even if you graduated 30 years ago, give yourself some – you've had a lot of wiggle room. Let me rephrase. you done had enough wiggle room. Get it together.
Okay, that was a good laugh.
Listen, see, you got to have more of those in life.
Yes.
I love the laugh. Listen, we also on our show – I got to give a big shout out to my uncle Daryl. He used to be one of my main listeners on the network when I first started. We Talk Radio. When I had my other network, it was popping, and then I switched over and started my own thing. I had to start from ground zero, right? And he was one of the first people that was tuned in every week. Sometimes it was just one or two people listening. Sometimes it wasn't nobody listening. I didn't have no listeners. I kept going week after week after week. I was like, bump it. Somebody gonna tune in one day, because if you build it, they gonna come, and they started coming.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been coming year after year after year. Thank you, comers. I appreciate that. But my Uncle Daryl is the main person. When I first started out, I ended my show, every show, in a prayer. Every show was ended in a prayer, period. And then there were a couple shows that I actually skipped it. I was so busy doing Hot Topics and interviews, and I just got busy, right? And it was like, oh, man, it's the end of the show. All right, guys, bye. And I've ended. And my uncle called me out one day. He was like, listen, one of the most important things you can do when you close out your show is pray. You don't forget to pray at the end of your show. And so every single show, actually every show on our network, now prays when they close out their show as well. So I want to say a special prayer over the people that are tuned in today. Listen, we really, really don't know what our neighbor is going through. Like, sometimes people just need like a kind word or a friendly smile. Sometimes it's the tattoo that has a Bible verse on it, and we look up that Bible verse that was on your arm. Because I did that. I was in a hotel one time. I was down and out. I was in Chicago. I was in a hotel, and I was going through some things coming out of a breakup. And I was going through, and there was this guy that got on the elevator. He had a tattoo on his arm, and I read that tattoo, the Bible verse, and it was just a Bible verse. And I wrote it down when I got to the hotel, and then I looked it up when I got to my hotel room, right? I wrote it down in the elevator. I memorized it while I was in the elevator. And then I wrote it down when I got to my hotel room, and then I looked it up, and it was talking specifically about having faith to pull you out of the darkness that you're in. Sometimes it's a tattoo on somebody's arm. Sometimes it's a t-shirt that you may see that may give you that encouraging word. Whatever it is, wear it on your face, wear it on your body. People will, even if you don't believe you can do a smile, create one. Just create it on the inside. Every morning when you get up, I'm going to smile all day today. I don't care what I go through. I don't care who kicks me off. I'm going to wear this smile until it's a permanent smile upon my face, because I know for a fact that I've been sent here to be a blessing and a light to someone, and I can't do it if I keep my personal frown upon my face because my day was bad. I want to always be a light, and that's what you got to do. You always got to say, I want to always be a light.
So keep being that light that you are. Keep wearing that smile no matter what troubles you are having. God is going to get you through. Now, as we bow and come together in a prayer, we just want to say thank you, God, for this incredible and amazing show, for the mouth to speak, the eyes to see, the ears to hear. We just thank you, God. Some people don't have it, but right now, today, we got it. We can move our limbs, Father God. We got money to pay our tithes, Father God, to pay our bills, Father God. And right now we are asking for overflow, Father God. Right now in the name of Jesus, we don't want just bill money, Father God. We want that overflow, God. So right now, no matter where our listeners are standing right now, Father God, whether it's at home or at work, Father God, whether they're in their car right now, Father God, I pray that you would just touch the foundation of them. Allow them to feel you, Father God, when they don't even know how to feel themselves, Father God, when they're down and out and can't see a way, Father God. I pray that you would wrap your loving arms around them. Let them feel the warmth of you, Father God, when they are down and out, Father God. I pray that you would continue to lift them up out of the miry clay, Father God, that Satan keeps trying to push them into, Father God. They don't belong to Satan. His words are going to dissipate in the air. Everything he has said, every attack he has tried is about to dissipate right now in the name of Jesus because of the faith that's being right now, that is being, Father God, and the people who are tuned in right now. I just thank you, God. I thank you for the overflow. I thank you for the increase. And last, I thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Our people are hurting right now. They're hurting in all places, physical, mental, emotional. God, I pray that you would just come in, wrap your arms around each and every hurt they may have, Father God, and let them know that this hurt is not their own. Father God, this hurt is yours, and you will fight every single battle they have. They just got to put on that armor of God, the full armor, and know that you will fight that battle, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. And all the people said, amen.
Amen.
Listen, there's some people going through some stuff out there, and it's tough. I just don't want you to give up before you get to the good thing that God is trying to get you to, because there is literally a good thing that God is trying to do for you. And if you could just believe, even when you ain't got no faith to believe, man, I'm telling you, if you could just believe it's coming, that's called faith. That's how you do it. It's that simple. Actually, there's another piece to that, because you got to activate that faith. You got to know it. Believing is one thing, and then knowing it is another. Like, I know for a fact God about to bless me. I believe it, but I know. I know for an absolute fact he's going to deliver me from. I know. And you keep standing on that word no matter what comes your way. Make sure you change the negative people around you. It is okay to kick those people out. They're not paying rent in your mind, no way. Get them out. It's okay to remove yourself from situations. Don't let those negative situations pay rent for you on your behalf, because then they own you. Get them out. That means people, sometimes it's family. Matey, am I lying?
No.
Sometimes it's family. They got to go. And I don't mean, you know, kick them out and you don't never talk to them again. Sometimes it's just like feed them with a long-handled spoon. Know where you are with them. Still show up with that friendly smile that you have, but just know where you are with them, man. I got to feed you with that long-handled spoon. I can't tell you my personal business. I can't really include you in that. When you ask me, I'm going to just say, hey, man, keep praying for me. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I can't really get you into my business like that, because you don't have my best interest at heart. No. Who has your best interest at heart? People will tell you who they are. Sometimes, Matey will tell you, sometimes we just miss the mark on listening.
Mm-hmm.
We miss the mark on listening. They tell us we miss it. And sometimes we really don't see it until a certain point, but when you see it, don't ignore it. People will tell you who they are. Just pay attention. Just pay attention. We got many more topics coming up, hot topics coming up next week. So I want y'all to come back next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. But this is, I need you to do me a favor. Tell your boss, and then your homegirl, and then your homegirl's homegirl, and then tell your cousin. Tell everybody, your mama and daddy too, because everybody needs a little bit of this Kia D Unplugged show every Monday night at 8 p.m. on We Talk Radio Network. And then we have other shows as well. I want you to make sure you check out two shows specifically. One on Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you want to be motivated and inspired and entertained, make sure you check out Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lex. They always have a special, special guest. Literally, you're going to love. And then come back Sundays at 9 for the E-Man After Show. Literally, gut-busting, funny, hilarious E-Man is off the chain. Him and his entire crew. Shout out to Mandy the Mentor, who also is on that show. I'm telling you, absolutely hilarious. So we got a lot happening here on We Talk Radio Network. We got a lot coming down the pipeline because we got a lot of new shows, a lot of new shows that are gearing up, that are going to start airing, and I'm really excited about it. Shout out to our new radio shows that are coming down the pipeline. So we appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you check us out on all of our social media platforms, like every last one. We're on Instagram and Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. We even on LinkedIn. Yep, sure we are. Go check us out. And make sure you follow us on YouTube. That's, you know, that's a big deal for us right now, our YouTube page. Just go on over. You're on YouTube every single day. Just go on over and check us out on YouTube. Follow us, subscribe, and like and share and comment, all that. That's how we're going to keep going so we can keep giving you these great topics, this amazing content. We got special guests coming up. Métis said them fine young boys are coming on this show. They ain't young. Well, they young to Métis, but they young to me, too. They're a little young, but you know I'm a cougar. Am I a cougar, Métis? I don't like being a cougar. I don't even like it. I didn't like it. I don't like it. I tried it. I don't like the taste.
Well, 35 is not too bad.
Okay. Well, for me right now it is. I'm going to need you 40 and up. I'm going to need you 40 and up. I don't know what to say about that. And that's real talk. I've had my experience, and I don't want to go back. You know?
Yeah.
I'm done with that. Yeah. No, I'm good. Seriously. I think 40 and up for me is great. That's a great number. Yeah. What about you? Real quick before we go, Anonymous, what's your good dating age?
A job.
A job.
You can work. We can talk.
Listen, I 13. Like that analogy. Those numbers sound like they numbering. I like that. I like that a lot. Ooh, we got more topics coming up. We got a lot of topics coming up real soon. We're going to be talking about, seriously, you know, what is a cougar? What's the definition? What's the age? And then, of course, what do they call men? Sugar daddies. What's the definition of a sugar daddy? And what's the age of that? Like, really, like, how do you know you're a sugar daddy? Are you really, like, paying all the bills? If you're paying all the bills, you probably a sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
If you're paying a bill, you're a sugar daddy.
And now this is the deal. If you're living with her and you're paying the bills, that's different, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She might like being her sugar daddy. Y'all might have that situation going on because that might be your girlfriend or your wife or whatever. Yeah, sugar daddy. Y'all really don't talk that often on the phone, and she really calls you around the 1st and the 15th, excuse me, the 30th and the 14th of the month.
Yeah. That's a booty call.
Sugar daddy. Sugar daddy. Man, so I'm really excited for all the hot topics that we got coming up. Anonymous, make sure you come back. Métis, thanks for being here tonight. We appreciate everybody's presence. Again, thank you so much. Follow us on all of our social media platforms. We will see you this weekend at the pop-up shop in Arlington and at the Kindred, the Family Soul event. And make sure you go to our We Talk Radio social media page, and you'll be able to check those events out. As a matter of fact, I think they're going to be on We Talk Radio, TikTok, and YouTube, so you can check them out on any of those platforms. So right now I know for a fact it's on Instagram, but coming up in here in a few minutes it's going to be on the other platforms. So make sure you check us out this weekend because we will be in the building. And yeah, if you got some events you want us to attend, do this. Go to WeTalkRadio.com. That's our website, WeTalkRadio.com, and contact us. Click that contact us page and let us know what events you want us to be at. Like, we love being at events. Shout out to E-Man, Mandy the Mentor, and the team, and, of course, myself and some others. We always go out and we're a part of our community events. We love supporting community events. Thank you to everyone that was tuned in tonight, everyone that I personally thank. I want to personally thank you again, and as well as everyone that, if it's your first time here, welcome to the show. You are family now. We ain't letting you go. It is what it is. I'm going to end this on a high note tonight. My girl Kiki Palmer. Y'all know Kiki?
Yes.
Y'all know Kiki Palmer, actress, singer?
Yes.
Palmer. Métis, you know Kiki? Métis, see, we got to get her off that. We have got to get her off of that Tumblr cell phone she got. Listen, it is just,
Listen, mate, T, do better, baby. We're gonna come together and put in for you. That's what we're gonna do. But Keke Palmer is one of my favorite singers. If y'all hadn't heard this song called Bossy, check it out right now. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on your favorite station, We Talk Radio Network.
And I sold, and my clothes
cost me clothes.
Life for the party. Always get it started. And I sold,
Bossy.
And I sold. I'm independent, got my own, got my own. And I can catch up if I want, if I want. Body cold, Bossy. And I'm sold,
Bossy.
And I sold, Bossy. And my clothes
cost me.
December cold, walk by, fill a trap. Little booty smack, don't need a lot of ass. I'm my own boss. Got my own cash. I don't need no nigga. Only thing I need is a bag. Good and I'm bougie. Gucci on my booty. Popping like a dually. You ain't popping, need to cool it. Cash it with my jeweler. Why you suck? You looking stupid. Winning, why they losing? Get your niggas cause he's choosing. Diamonds on me and they dancing like Prince.
Doing a walk.
Pockets heavy, got me walking with a limp. I'm a budget cop, a boy, take a trip. Life for the party. Always get it started. And I sold,
Bossy.
And I sold,
sold.
I'm independent, got my own.
Got my own.
And I can catch up if I want to.
If I want.
Body cold, Bossy. And I'm sold,
Bossy.
And I sold, Bossy. And my clothes
cost
me. December cold, walk by, fill a trap. Little booty smack, don't need a lot of ass. I'm my own boss and I got my own cash.
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.